Hi, I was exploited for my sexuality. For about 10 years, I diminished that and let my shame voice take over. I am going to be here with you on a whole new level where we are no longer allowing shame or guilt or fear to be present. We're here to thrive. We're here to be open. We are here to celebrate, and we are here to help others as always. Welcome to the unintentional fucking porn star. Yeah. Hello. I just did a tarot reading and that was my intro, and I kind of enjoyed it, so I thought I'd share that with you here. Today, we are here to talk about exercising and stepping into the uncomfortable when you step into your new. I feel like I have been experiencing this quite a bit, and also it feels amazing, and just to be aware of it feels so special to be able to, I don't know, connect to it and understand that, hey, you're uncomfortable. Hey, you're used to something else. Hey, you want to step into this. So we're going to step into this today. I'm actually going to press pause for a second. You won't even notice. I'm going to light some incense and just sort of set my space for our conversation. I just feel so excited to talk about this today. Okay. Snuggle up, queens and kings and royalty. Let's do this. I also... This is going to sound so funny, but this is literally a part of it. And I think this is a part of the conversation to just let yourself fucking try whatever. Oh, it's like raining and sunny. Cute. But I'm wearing pigtails today. When is the last time you've worn pigtails? Even if you're associated with being a dude, you know what I mean? Just kidding. But like also truly for myself and to sort of like put this out there for anyone that like, and this doesn't have to do with pigtails. This is just like, when's the last time you've allowed yourself to do something that you've either resisted or you think is childish or you think is something, right? This is like also an invitation for a sense of play. Is I don't know. There's something about LA for me. I've lived all over in, I guess I've lived in like North America, mostly traveled everywhere. But yeah, I don't know, like for some reason, as soon as I come to LA, there's like this allowance of expression and it's like, I don't hold back in other areas per se. I just don't feel inspired to do so. Like there are other parts of my soul being expanded into and being nurtured. And what I enjoy about LA so far, and we'll see how the future evolves. And that's also a part of the conversation too, is a sense of openness. But it's like, I don't know, there's something about being here for me that just allows me to just be. And I don't even try. Like, I haven't changed anything in my energy. It's the city that brings this out in me. And I think this is what I am. I'm in this space right now of expansion, of sort of messing around, playing around, and allowing myself to exist just as I am. And it's kind of cool. Having been or am being a nomad, I guess, or having been, I don't know, really know where I'm going at this point for myself, but having been a nomad or being, I honestly can't tell you if it's like current or past. Either way, it really allows yourself to see like what your energy does in every single place. And every city does hold an energy to it. And, you know, LA is a fucking wild place. All I hear all over this place is like, whether it's a conversation with myself or with others, is how cold this place can be energetically, how closed off people can be, how it's a lot of what can I get from you? What can I gain from you? And if you don't give me anything, then I'm not going to be friends with you. And that's a lot to be aware of and to step into, especially after, for myself, after being like on a ranch and in the middle of a mountain town in Canada, and then coming back into sort of this like overly overt ego centric place. And yet this is exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. And so that's very interesting. But either way, it's like, I don't know, it's just interesting being here. I need to come gather myself sort of, where the fuck was I going with this conversation? My gosh, this is like my experience in LA though, is it's so like loud. It's so exciting, but it's so much. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of like, yeah, closed offness. There's a lot of yeah, what can I get from you? Anyways, discernment is coming up for me. Discernment of like energy, of people, of what I want. And within each city, you know, having it bring out different parts of myself, coming to LA allows me this form of expression of my weirdo, I like to call it. And it feels fucking good. And I really enjoy it. And I'm excited to see where I sort of land with my relationship with LA. And like being here, I think I said this possibly in the last episode, everything is different. I'm a brand new person. And I'm ultimately really excited to see what comes forward with this. I've been dedicated to this place for so long. And I've also had a very fearful relationship of it, because what does it mean to put down roots in the United States? LOL, what does it mean to put down roots anywhere? What does it mean to like a place? What does it mean to possibly settle into a place where I may or may not be welcomed with like immigration? LOL, I'm saying that kind of closely to myself, but either way, you know, I'm going to trust and I'm just going to be here right now because I'm supposed to be here right now, regardless of what happens in the future. And what if I change my mind? What if there's a part of me that likes a different part of California? Or what if there's a part of me that, I don't know, you know, like wants to fucking live in Thailand? Like, I don't know. And that's the coolest part, is the I don't know. And that's the coolest part of this whole expansion of self. And that's the coolest part of the unknown. I was just clicking my nail into the microphone. Must have been a bit of nerves here. So basically, I'd like to take this conversation sort of, yeah, into the energy of stepping into new parts of self, and yeah, what that can feel like. What is it? What does it feel like? And I just did some tarot readings of take a risk for yourself, take small risks, massage easy risks, whatever you want to do. It doesn't even have to be the word risk. It's just like when we feel this uncomfortable within new parts of ourselves or within expansion, you know, stepping into the new, even when it's really good for us, can feel scary. It can feel terrifying. It's like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And how are you supposed to enter into anything when you just like, when you don't know? And that's fair and that's valid. And I'm here to sort of honor and nurture this part of evolution potentially, that sometimes we just don't know. And yet it's great to be aware of, where is this coming from? Is this coming from a place of fear? Is this coming from, gosh, I need to go back to my comfort, even if my comfort is chaos, because I just don't know this ease, this new that I'm stepping into. Just being aware and allowing yourself the grace to move through these moments with a sense of humanness, with a sense of caring for yourself, a sense of like nurturing yourself, almost like you're the caregiver of yourself in these moments. And a lot of the self development and inner reflection work can involve a sense of reflection, a sense of witnessing self. And what that does is it just allows us to move through life with a sense of compassion and curiosity. Like, what do you need right now? Okay, girl, I see you. Or okay, me, I see you. Like, what do you need right now? And I love you. And to have a sense of love for self throughout all of the experiences, especially through when you're, I don't know, through the moments when you're exercising this new into your life. What does it feel like? What does it look like? You're scared. That's okay. I'm here with you. Okay, you're scared. Do you need a minute? Or do you want to keep pushing through? And there are many times where I need to be nurtured and come back to self. Like, I'll literally come back into my place, kind of even go into my safe space. I have like one place in my home right now where it just feels like me. And I go back there. And sometimes I question, I'm like, well, you're in LA. Why are you hiding? And I'm not hiding. What I'm doing is I'm coming back to self, so that when I do go out to this busy, overly, wildly beautiful, crazy place, I'm able to have my centered, grounded self to be able to go and expand. So I don't even know if I talked about this last time, but I want to bring it up again. Just in a matter of, I've been speaking to some friends about this, and we always have some very mirrored moments in life. And so if this mirrors with you, that's great. Being in LA and being someone who considers themselves to be, or can sort of attach themselves to some capacity to being empathetic, right, or something. And it's so much more than that. It's so much more complex. It's just a soul. I'm like, it's just my soul. It's your soul. It's so much more than just a label. And yet I'm just going to use this as an example for what I'm speaking about here. Going to a place like LA, there's a part of me that feels like I need to be here for myself, for my expansion, to allow myself without any sort of judgment or prejudice or holding back to just like do what I want to do what my soul knows it's here for in this lifetime, especially right now. And LA is a place to do that. And as this highly empathetic person who is very self-aware, very emotionally intelligent, extremely wise, extremely tuned into her soul, is, you know, allow myself the opportunity to expand into that and also notice how that can be a magnet for a lot, a magnet for desperation within self too, not just with other people, within self. Desperation for heart, desperation for connection. That happens a lot here in LA. Literally in my past, I've had people pull over out of nowhere and just say, you have a white light about you. Let's go for coffee. I need to talk to you. And it's very interesting. And literally there was an accident outside of my, on the street outside of my place in the middle of the night. I went out and I connected with the woman after the next day when I saw her again. And she was like, don't let LA take your heart. I know you're not from here. And it's just very interesting that these things keep getting reflected back. And when I used to visit LA in the past or was like semi-living here, I used to get thank you so much for talking to me, and it would make me cry. And it just makes me realize how many people in this life, not only just in LA, but in this life, are really operating on a level of external validation, of ego, of fear, of closing off. Listen, I do that with myself. And that is the only reason why I can understand or see this, is because I have it within myself. The universe reflects back what we feel and what we have within ourselves. So I am no better than, nobody is better than, I am no less than, you are no less than, nobody is less than. We are all just existing in our own lessons. And yet this is just an experience I'm sharing. And this sort of energy, as I am expanding back out into the biggest version of myself in this moment, and allowing myself to be this full expression and having these fucking big ass boundaries and this level of discernment, who deserves my energy? And again, it's not because I'm better than, it's only because I am learning trust again, because I need that level of discernment right now. And it just means that, I need to center myself and say, what do I need? What are my fuck yeses? What risks am I going to take? What do I look like being here, being a completely different version of myself? My relationship with dance is different than I ever expected in my life. It is still my blood, my energy, my life, my passion, and this level of spirituality, this gift I feel like I am tapping into, which we all have access to, by the way, and all are spiritually fucking gifted and I just know this, you know, whatever our connection is to it, just know it's inside of you. And whether that's God, spirit, universe, whatever it is, you have that capacity. You feel it because you are that, right? And this conversation of that almost goes into like this new version of expanding into your power, expanding into a new version of yourself. It can be a lot. It can be terrifying, because we all hold this immense power within us to be able to receive what we are. And that's beauty, and that's amazingness, and that's also challenge, and the ability to have the perception and the skills in your tool belt to be able to move through these extremely challenging moments at times and see the lessons in them. And that's why sometimes when we step into our dreams, our passions, our bigger version of ourself that we're stepping into, because it already exists within us, but we're just exercising it more, is it can be terrifying because it brings up the most. It brings up the most. In my line of work with tarot and intuitive readings and connecting and healing, and people call me tarot therapy, but I cannot claim to be a therapist because I am not, and I send them to therapists, just know that. But anyways, there's this like, people come to me with a lot of conversations around love. I would say many conversations around love. Love is a big feeling. I get it. And yes, please keep coming to me about that. And there's a lot of these conversations, whether you believe in twin flame or not. I don't really know my relationship. I don't really believe in it. I studied it and felt a connection to it with one of my relationships in my past. And ultimately, in these feelings of big heart, in these feelings of big connection, of these feelings of I can't explain it, but I just feel it, it brings up possibly the most. That's why these twin flame relationships, if people claim it within that sort of that territory, which is fair, which I don't anymore, but it's that it brings up a lot because it expands your heart, because it's like showing you the shit, the pain, to uplift it, to upheaval it, to heal it, right? And to learn your lessons, and mirroring that sense of growth within life can also help, even if it's just a perspective shift, even if it feels like utter bullshit. It's just a way to help us possibly move through life. I don't have all the answers, but the purpose of life is presence. That's what one of my books is about, is literally, it's a whole book, and really what it's about is presence and the power of presence. I have a friend and myself who is studying manifestation, which for me, manifestation is just removing blockages of what's already within you. It already is you. You wouldn't feel it if it wasn't already yours. And in fact, I don't believe in getting to a place with manifestation. I believe in clearing the blockages to allow it to come to you, because you already are that. And yeah, and we've been talking about this in terms of, you know, doing this work. And when we remove blockages, we also need to set boundaries. Because when we remove blockages, or when we like remove a past belief that we're not enough, or that we were told we were stupid, or that we were told we were useless, or that we were told that, you know, or we were manipulated as a child into what we thought was love, you know, and sort of recognizing this new aspect. And when we remove all these blockages, we can feel like a fucking new ass seed that would get damaged if someone even touched it, right? Vulnerable. We can feel vulnerable, and that is where we can feel terrified and want to come back to self and protect. Please do so. Go back to yourself. Go back to those that make you feel safe. Find that courage. Find that discernment. Build your outer shell, and then you can go back out and look for more water and more sunshine, even though it comes to you naturally. But yeah, we can take this little seed around and sort of experience things if you want to. If you're an experiential learner, go take your seed out elsewhere and see what it feels like. And then if you need to come back to your soil, then great. I don't know where this like metaphor is coming from, and it doesn't really make sense, but I hope you understand sort of what I'm trying to get at within that sort of picture I'm using. But yeah, it's ultimately that. It's exciting. It can be terrifying, and really, what's the word? Like, so well-rounded, so whole. Like, it feels like you feel everything. It feels expansive, and expansion is all of these things. And who was it? Was it Tom Holland, or like, oh shit, I don't really know names that well, but someone said on Jay Shetty's podcast, like, I just like follow Jay and I see all these little clips. FYI, Jay Shetty, let's work together. Shit. Yes. But they said, you know, he said, what's one of the biggest lessons you've learned? And I can't remember if it was, who was. Shit. Sorry if I'm like not saying the right person. But they said turning nerves into excitement was one of their biggest like lessons that they love to learn, to be able to use that within their life, is turning your nerves, your terrified feeling, into excitement. And it's not to like neglect or try to change an emotion. It's really just trying to transmute it into your expansion, into your courage, into taking small, simple, safe steps, into taking big risks, whatever that looks like for yourself, you know, just nurturing your where you're at and seeing if you can transmute it truthfully. Transmuting does not mean avoiding. Transmuting does not mean changing. It just means using it to kind of changing, I guess, but, you know, like using it to infuse the next part of your life with this lesson ultimately. And that's what this portion of my life feels like. I also feel like there's been a lot of, oh my gosh, stepping into this like new version of myself constantly. I've been talking about this for some time. Like, this is life, you know, like we don't just hit a point and go, yay, we did it. That's it. Well, unless you do. And then like, I don't know, maybe next life is here for you. Because like, there's always lessons. There's always moments of expansion. And these things don't have a timeline. They don't have to be done in a day. They can be for the rest of your life. And really, I see it like that, as this like opportunity of expansion for the rest of my existence here as Rebecca Reinhart. Who was Rebecca Reinhart? Great question. Love her. And we're still understanding her moment by moment. And it's so exciting for me to feel like that. Who is she? Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. She is me. I am her. But who is she? And it just gives me this opportunity to sort of curiously and possibly childishly, in a good way, just seek to understand with these fucking pigtails who I am in each moment. What does this look like? What does this feel like? Does this feel good? Does this feel like my fuck yes? What does this even mean? Does it matter if people judge me? Does it matter if people are coming and saying that they're like feeling so disconnected from love? Like, yes, of course that matters. That's a purpose of my life is heart, you know? And yet it's up to me to be able to discern. It's up to me to be able to understand who I am. It's up to me to be able to step into this life without the insecurities or shame or projections of what life is supposed to look like. I typically live my life in a moment of expansion that doesn't make sense to a lot of people. And I used to judge myself and shame myself for the way I've lived. And now I feel like I'm just really stepping in more and more and more and massaging it constantly in a good way of this is me and this is what's true to me. And it doesn't, why does it matter what it looks like to other people? It doesn't. And I'm acting out of heart. I am acting out of pure love for myself and pure love for other people. And that's not going to feel good for everyone because everyone's at their own place in their journey of life and we're all in different places. Love can feel different for us. And sometimes we're not ready for certain things. And sometimes we need other types of love. And sometimes, beautiful. Act in love. Act in expansion. Act in curiosity. Act in taking accountability and responsibility for yourself without bypassing, without the spiritual bypassing. I do not mean that at all. If you need to understand what I'm saying more, please sign up for a one-on-one with me because I can step in with you to help you understand and sit with that within your own strength, power, encouragement, and humility, right? Is just having the ability and the power of perspective, the ability and the power of accountability. And not, I'm not taking claim for any shit, right? I've talked about this a lot. I'm not taking anyone's bullshit into my own as my responsibility or being accountable for anyone's bullshit. No, 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 no. I am not bypassing that by any means. And I'm not placing all of that on myself. What I am taking responsibility and accountability for is my, you know, who is let into my life, my boundaries, what I am going to do with given information in life and how I am going to expand and what that looks like, what it feels like, and who has access to it ultimately. And not everybody does. And that's okay. And it's also, I am a human. I experience pain, hurt, trauma, and I experience moments where I want to block. And sometimes even though I'm acting or I think I'm acting in heart, I might not be. And having a level of curiosity for myself in these moments where it can feel extremely triggering, freezing, whatever it feels like, fawning, whatever that feels like to you is like give yourself the grace for yourself first. And then work to continue in your heart to expand back into life because we are here on this life for expansion, growth, understanding, learning, lessons, challenge, success, all of these beautiful things. And you're worth it. You know, you're worth it to experience life through your own eyes, through your own moments of presence, through connecting with whatever you want to connect with, a fucking pole, you know, a leaf, a person, a tree. Whatever it is, you know, you deserve the ability to experience life through your lens and through your soul and through your peace and through your curiosity and through your lessons and through your mess and through you. You deserve this. And this is our, I believe, a part of our purpose is to just allow ourselves and our souls to experience what we need to experience here and to evolve the way we need to evolve. And that doesn't make sense to everyone. And it doesn't adhere a lot of times to what society has labeled out for us. And that's okay. You're beautiful. You're lovely. You're worthy. You're expansive. You're allowed to be in your pain. You're allowed to shrink. You're allowed to go big. You're allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to be successful. You're allowed to have all of the things that you feel because they're yours. You know, I don't know. This moment in my life, I keep coming back to, who are you, Rebecca, in this moment? Who are you right now? You've changed. Who are you? And I have no answer sometimes. I know who I am. I know my soul. I know what she's here for. I know these things deep down, and yet how it shows up in my day-to-day living as Rebecca, I don't know sometimes. It doesn't make sense sometimes, but I just know. And so it's like constantly coming back to my intuition, my knowing, myself, my feelings in my body. What is my body feeling? Is my body feeling stress or is my body feeling ease? What's going on here? And that is the connection to myself. That is the connection to my knowing. So that is connection to my soul. That is my connection to this world, is through my experience as Rebecca in this world as self. And I want to give myself the ability to experience what that means to me here. And that can change constantly, that will change constantly. And who am I now? And can I please not hold myself to who I used to be in this new version of myself in a place where I have come back to constantly over time and time again, where I would really like at this moment to put roots down here? That's terrifying for me for so many reasons. If you know a lot of the complexities behind what my story is or whatever, right? Like, that's terrifying. And yet I'm just going to say it. No matter what happens, I'm just going to say it because it's my truth and this is what I want, and I'm going to allow myself to receive it. And I'm also going to allow myself to have it get blown up in my face should it need to, because I know if it does, then there's something better for me. And I just want to allow myself to experience life in this terrified, exciting, expansive, centered, grounding place within myself, this place of curiosity of life. Like, think of Mother Nature. She's all of those things. Whether you think of God, Mother Nature, goddesses, like, think about the power they hold. And that's you. You have access to that. There are those stories because it's in you. Right? We've tried over time, in my belief, to expand on what it means and this power we hold as a soul on this earth, potentially as a person or a freaking animal. I really believe all these things. As a fucking tree. You know, we hold this expansive power in ourselves, and these stories help us see that's us. I don't know. That's where this is at right now. That's where it's at. Oh, the sun's coming out. It was a little bit cloudy here, raining the last few days. The sun's out. I'm going to go get my suns out, my buns out in the sun, my ponytails in the sun. I can make them little buns and take those buns out in the sun too if I want to. I'm just really excited to be here with you. I am just so excited to have this connection with you. I don't even know what to do with this sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, do I even want to do this podcast anymore? And I'm like, yes, girl, you do. I don't even know what that looks like. We'll see what happens. We're going to enter in with curiosity. And if you're loving it, let me fucking know, because I'm always like, is anyone listening? But then I look and everyone's listening from all over the world. And so it baffles my mind. So I'm just entering in as myself, and I'm just offering, I guess, a card that's for you to say, like, cool. I don't know. Like, what does this feel like? What does this mean for me? Am I taking anything? Do I hate her? Do I love her? Do like, I don't know, you know, like, and it's not about me. This is about you. I'm here with you, for you, to ask questions, to share stories, to connect. Oh God, to connect. Oh gosh, to connect. Oh goddess, to connect. I love you, and I love connecting with you. And I am just giving myself God's grace, universe's grace, energetic's grace, Mother Nature's grace to just do it in every moment and not have to have an answer behind it. Oh, I love you. I can't wait. I'm so excited to keep connecting with you online, everywhere, and in person. We shall see what's in store. I can't wait to share this expansion with you. As it comes, with all of the guts and the glory, you know, I'm excited to share the possibilities and to also connect with more people who are teaching these sort of lessons and power of manifestation, or power of self, or power of love, or power of purpose, all of these things. Like, yes, 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 I want to connect with all of these people, because this is so exciting, and we all have our own lens on all of these lessons, and it's so fun to explore them. Simply explore. And hold space for the excitement of life. Okay. Ooh, okay. Ah! Oh my gosh, Kay, I love you. Hey, thanks for listening. Please visit my website, www.rebeccareinhart.com. You can find all the information of what I am working on. You can sign up for emails so you can get some cheeky emails from me and updates. And yeah, thanks for listening. I can't wait to connect with you. Find me on Instagram, find me on TikTok, find me on YouTube, find me everywhere, you know? Let's make it a game. Just kidding. RebeccaReinhart.com. Okay, bye.